Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. For those of you who don't know this, I teach women's self-defense classes. I'm a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo. I am huge about self-defense, about home security. And when you travel, I have to tell you this, people traveling, they let their guard down. And this is one of the times when you could be the most vulnerable. Maybe you're in a hotel room and you're not thinking about that double lock or walking down to the ice machine in the middle of the night. Or you're on a cruise ship. And I'll tell you this, there is a false sense of security that many people have when they're on a cruise ship, because the assumption is that your fellow passengers are just good people that are all there to have a vacation like you. You don't realize that there are convicted criminals, felons, pedophiles that are among your fellow passengers, that you think, well, the crew of the ship, these are all good people. They're sort of like public servants. They're like the police officer in my neighborhood. They're all here to make sure the ship is clean and safe, and they're here to look out for me and my safety. You don't know this, that there are convicted criminals, felons, pedophiles among the crew on many of these cruise ships. We're going to be talking this hour about the risks of taking a cruise. And what is, this is not just speculation. We're not talking about just a general thought that there's possibly something that could happen to you. We're going to actually talk about some stories, some things that have happened to real people, and the tragedy that you have very little, if any, rights when you're on a cruise ship. And who knows what law really has jurisdiction when you're out there in international waters or in some foreign port. And an organization we've had with us many times before, the International Cruise Victims Association. They're back with us tonight. Their president, Jamie Barnett, is with us. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us again.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jim.
I love having you and Kendall on. I think this is the third or fourth time we've had you on, because it's just, anytime I talk to people about this in my social circles, people almost laugh at me, like what? Seriously, it's like I'm making up stories. I want you to start tonight, and those who are regular listeners have heard your story, but it can certainly never be repeated too many times. The topic of a 48 hours mystery called Dark Waters, the story of your own daughter that died on a cruise. Let's start with that, because that's going to bring it home, because every parent, this is our worst nightmare.
It is, without a doubt. And yes, my daughter went on a cruise, in a three-day cruise out of Long Beach, California, down to Ensenada, Mexico, with her boyfriend and friends of his. Come to find out, the boyfriend smuggled methadone, liquid methadone, onto the ship in a emptied bottle of DayQuil. And was able to get it, you know, on the ship. The long and short of it is, somehow Ashley, my daughter, who was not at all a drug user, in fact was trying to help her boyfriend with his addiction to certain substances, ended up with it in her system. And part of the problem was that because of the laws that govern international waters, we'll never know how. And that's a mystery that the rest of her family and I have to live with forever, is not knowing what really happened. And but the medical response to the emergency was just as deplorable as the amount of laws that exist for crimes at sea. So it was a perfect storm, is what I often refer to it as. She ended up with enough methadone, and again, we'll never know how much that was, but that she just went to sleep, and while she slept, her boyfriend and his friends partied and partied and partied until she was gone, and they never noticed.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm getting emotional because I have a, you know, I have two daughters. If something like this happened to one of my daughters, I'll tell you what, I don't know what I would do. I do not know what I would do. And the idea that you learn about this and you end up going to Mexico, as I'm reading here, and your daughter is in a morgue in Mexico. Your beautiful young daughter goes on a cruise, and then you find that she's in a morgue alone in Mexico. Mm-hmm. What kind of explanation did you receive from anyone, or did you ever get an explanation about any sequence of events, any security camera videos, anything? Was anybody criminally charged? Did anybody go to jail? Tell us about those things.
No, on the charges, certainly not. No one was charged with anything. No one was held accountable or responsible, not the cruise line for their medical substandard practices, not the boyfriend for bringing the drugs on the ship, mislabeled, none of that. What little information I got, I was only able to get because a wonderfully high-powered attorney here in Los Angeles, very well-known around the world, out of the goodness of her heart, took the case pro bono and helped me get information from the cruise lines that I would not ordinarily have gotten. And even then, it was minimal information. And you ended up, anyone ends up having to file suit against the cruise line to get any kind of information. And it's very sad because a lot of people think, well, you're just like some kind of litigious person. All of you people, you think you just go sue somebody and then you're going to be okay. And it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with information. And the only way you get information out of these people is through depositions and things like that bring out the information. And, you know, like Kendall, excuse me, our founder, spent $75,000 of his own money trying to find out what happened to his daughter.
And Kendall Carver, the founder of your organization, his daughter went on a cruise and disappeared.
Correct.
There was never even a body recovered.
No. So you can imagine, and unfortunately, that happens on an average of about twice a month. People go missing from cruise ships. And, you know, one of the things that really upsets me is when I hear people go, well, you can't just fall overboard. The rails are high enough that you couldn't just fall overboard. But we know that indeed it does happen, especially when you're on a ship where there's no police. There's no independent police like you have on land. So the only security are people who have been hired by and trained by and work for the cruise lines themselves. So obviously they're going to have the cruise lines' interests at heart.
So if a crime takes place on a cruise ship, mm-hmm. the first thing the cruise company is probably thinking about, I can tell that from your story, from Kendall's story, from the other stories on the website here the first thing they're thinking about is a lawsuit and liability. And so all parties concerned there are all working together, not to find out what really happened, but what can they do to shield themselves from liability. It's horrible.
Bingo.
It's
right.
Horrible. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this, give you some stories, some more examples. And also ask the question, why do people have a false sense of security when they're on a cruise ship? We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our guest this hour is Jamie Barnett. She is the president of the International Cruise Victims Organization, their website, internationalcruisevictims.org. In 2005, her own daughter died on a Carnival cruise. And the whole story is on the website there. Also, it was part of the 48 Hours mystery series, the episode titled Dark Waters. And she has turned her grief into a purpose here, a fantastic purpose, which is to inform all of us of what happened to her daughter and what's happening to people every day. In this country, all around the world, people are becoming victims of crime on cruise ships. And I want to ask you, Jamie, I don't know why it is, but why is there such a feeling of security when you're on a cruise ship? A really false security. I was on a Disney cruise with our extended family. I think there was 25 of us. And I saw some of my relatives that are good parents. I would never say anything less than that about them. But they would let their, younger children, even, 10, 11 years old, just disappear for the day to go off to the kids area and the arcade and this activity and that activity. Well, they went off to the pool or the adult activities. Why is there this idea that it's okay to do that, that you're secure there? And I fell into it myself. I had the sense that it was like a community of people and we were all looking out for each other, but I didn't know any of the other people outside of the small group I was traveling with.
Certainly. I myself personally believe it's because of the ads we see everywhere we turn on television, billboards, buses, magazines in print, we hear them on radios. It's presented as though it were the most perfect, idyllic, paradise-like vacation you could ever imagine. So we automatically think, I'm on a ship. There, I don't have to drive. I can drink as much as I'd like. I'm not going anywhere. They have a camp for kids. And unfortunately, the going to and coming from the kids' zones or camps are where most of the problems occur that happen. And, I'm going to give you a statistic that I think is shocking, and we try so hard to get it made public in some of the laws that we've work to get passed, and the cruise lines shoot it down every time, and that is the number one crime on cruise ships is sexual assault, and of those sexual assaults, 33% are committed against minors, and we cannot get the cruise line. We think parents need to know that,
wow.
And the cruise lines don't, so that's why it's not broken down that way, although we're trying to get that
now
made public.
Is it a combination of other passengers and crew members as well?
Yes.
because that's the other thing you would assume. We have a neighborhood watch in our community. We set it up a few years ago when we started having robberies. Well, we have a meeting and everybody's thinking about watching outsiders coming into our neighborhood, strange cars, strange people you don't know. Well,
sure.
It turned out the person robbing all of the houses was one of our neighbors.
Oh my.
One of the people, one of their young man living in this house, a rental home, he was the one robbing all of us. And we were all looking out for, some outsider that was coming in the middle of the night and doing this. And it was someone in our own neighborhood. The people that might victimize you, sexually assault your daughter, your wife, your mother, these could be not just other passengers, but crew members. And those folks that are predators know of this false sense of security, right? And then they go on a ship like this with a plan to target someone.
One of the most astounding, upsetting examples of that, the young woman who normally travels with me as we speak at different venues and conferences and what have you, was raped on a cruise ship by a security guard on the cruise ship.
Wow.
And he was actually hired as a janitor. But on this particular night, they were short-staffed, so they bumped him up to security, and he followed my friend Lori from the dance floor to her room and assaulted her. And then you stop and think, okay, what does this poor woman then do? Who does she call? She calls security to report that she was assaulted by a member of the security team on the ship. What a frightening experience. And she is an amazingly strong woman to go and talk about this, and she does. But there are many others that aren't going to come forward. They're too frightened to ever come forward to anyone, much less public, to go public with it. So, yes, it happens. We have a young, really young woman who at the time was 12, who was assaulted by a crew member by being told, coming back from the kids' camp, a crew member came next to her and said, would you like to go see the dolphins? And she said, yes. And he took her to the belly of the ship and raped a 12-year-old little girl.
And many of these people are able to get away with it because they're in international waters and our laws are not what they need to be. It's sort of like the old Wild West. It's even worse. I mean, at least in the Wild West, you had a sheriff. There is no sheriff. And we come back from the break here. We're going to talk about the laws, but I want to get into one other topic here before we hit our next break. What about background checks? Are the people, for example, the crews, the staff on the cruise ship, are these people background checked? Do we know if they've been, you know, convicted of felonies? Are they convicted pedophiles? What about the other passengers on the ship? I mean, what if someone is under a court order that, hey, you can't be around, you can't live near a school, you can't live near a bus stop, but they can go on a cruise and get in a cabin right next to a bunch of kids. Tell me about the background checking of either passengers and or the staff on these ships.
The staff, most of them, not, you know, I would not say all of them, but there are some higher ranking positions on board the cruise ship that wouldn't fall into this category. But if you've ever been on a cruise or know anyone who's been on a cruise, most of the staff come from underdeveloped countries where American money is something they only could dream of. So the cruise lines themselves don't vet these people. They don't interview them and do background checks.
So, because there probably is no way to do a background check from someone from one of these third world, you know, ports. I mean, how would you do it? I mean, it's like these refugees coming into the U.S. They don't have documentation, and even what they do have, there's no way to verify that it's legitimate. When we come back from the break, what is our Congress and legislators doing about all this? Stay tuned.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Our guest this hour is Jamie Barnett. She is the president of the International Cruise Victims Association. Their website is internationalcruisevictims.org. There's so much on this website, so much here, we're not going to even be able to scratch the surface in our discussion tonight. But Jamie, let's talk about what the latest is with your campaign, your organization's campaign to change the laws. I know when Kendall Carver was with us a couple of years ago, he shared just some shocking things that, for example, how much money the cruise industry gives to our legislators, how it's very difficult to get them, our legislators, to even listen to opposing views, to try to regulate them, how even some of our law enforcement agencies are, in essence, in bed with the cruise industry. Tell us the latest, and is any of that tragic information changing for the better?
I wish I could say, oh, yes. Unfortunately, one of our biggest champions, Senator Rockefeller, is retired now and is no longer a member of Congress. And he had fabulous legislation that we had great hopes for. But unfortunately, with his retiring, it has not found the light of day, although there is some sitting there now, authored by Senator Blumenthal in the Senate and Congresswoman Matsui in the House. And we're going to have to really, you know, keep plugging away at it, because I believe this year it's $38 million that the cruise lines and those associated with the cruise lines have donated to through lobbying efforts. And, you know, what do we have when we go to Washington? We have our stories. And as tragic as they are, it's hard to get their attention. It's hard to get them to turn their backs on all the other things that are pushing them.
Yeah, it's all about money. I mean, it's I hate to say it, but den of thieves, I guess, would be the best phrase I could come up with thinking about Washington, D.C. Did you at least crack through this whole issue of the statistical reporting? I know that was a big thing that Kendall talked about when he was with us a couple of years ago, how if we could just get the crime statistics out there from the FBI about the crimes that we do know about so that people could at least be aware of what's really happening. Have we at least cracked that?
There's a tiny bit of good news there in that one of the things Senator Rockefeller did get done in the Coast Guard Reauthorization Act, which comes around every year, instead of the now the Department of Transportation is in charge of reporting those figures. So unfortunately, we're in a transitional period right now where it's going crossing over to them to report. So we're not seeing them in as timely. It should be done quarterly. It's not being done as timely as it should. But we're hoping and we're trusting that this is just an adjustment as it moves over into the hands of the Department of Transportation to be reported. What we would still like, though, we would really like for the crimes to be broken down so that one does see that 33% of those sexual assaults are against minors.
Yeah, this is just shocking. And the questions are pouring in. This is fantastic. Even before I've given out the email address, if you want to ask a question, folks, you can call in right now. And if you're listening live on Sunday night, then this is your chance to call in. 877-317-6432. Any questions you have about what's going on the cruise lines, all of these crimes, people being sexually assaulted, what can you do to protect yourself? 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. Or you can send your question by email to jim@christianmoney.com. Please put the city that you're listening in the subject line so we can get right to you. Again, jim@christianmoney.com. All right. Let me start with this one. This might spark some controversy. Virginia, the state of Virginia, emailing in. They want to know about Disney cruises. And I remember, I don't know if it was you or Kendall, did actually have at least one story, if not more than that. Because, man, if you think you're safe, you really think you're safe on a Disney cruise. But that's not necessarily true, is it?
No, it isn't. The laws that apply, here's where the problem comes from. These ships, even though the corporation headquartered in the United States, almost every one of them that most Americans are going to get on in the United States, are flagged in foreign countries, and those are called flags of convenience, and there's a reason for that. It's very convenient for the cruise line to be subject only to these laws of these small countries, and we're talking about countries that don't have the ability to pursue or regulate gigantic cruise lines and any crimes that might occur.
So even a big U.S. company like Disney, you're saying that they establish a corporate entity offshore somewhere, and they play that game too, even though it's Disney.
Right. All their ships are registered either in the Bahamas or Panama or Liberia, one of these little underdeveloped countries that don't have the means or the really desire, I should say, to go after someone who was, committed a crime far, far, far away from them when they have a hard enough time solving a crime. Right.
So what are some things, Jamie, that have happened on Disney cruise lines where you see the TV ad? And I was on a Disney cruise and it's fantastic for the little kids. Mickey and Minnie are running around during the dinner hour and everything is beautiful and it's Disney and it's sort of like Disney World floating at sea. But it's not always so perfect, is it?
It is wasn't, and you know, I do want to say I'm not an alarmist by any stretch. I'm not trying to say that, oh, your chances are huge that you're going to be made victim of a crime on a cruise ship. I just want people to understand that it's like being in any city, anywhere you go. You cannot let your guard down. You can't just trust that everyone is good. You can't close your eyes and not pay attention. Unfortunately, bad folks are everywhere. On Disney, we know of an 8-year-old who was raped on a Disney cruise ship. We know of a little girl, and there's footage. This was on the news. It was groped by a crew member in an elevator. And instead of, and this was while the ship was still in port in Florida. And by the time they finally apprehended the guy who did it, who was a crew member, they left and didn't report it, which was absolutely against what few laws exist. And once they were out at sea, they reported it, and at the first port they stopped at, the guy was taken off and sent home. So nothing beyond that happened.
Wow. And on a Disney cruise.
On a Disney cruise.
Dallas, Texas is emailing in, and they want to know if your organization does anything like maybe like a consumer reports type of deal. They're wondering, is there a list of the best or safest cruise lines? Is there any type of way they can check out a cruise line before they get on a cruise ship with their family? Interesting idea. What if a cruise line did all that background checks and had like U.S. trained security personnel? You could promote that in your advertising. Like, we're the safest cruise line, and here's all the things we're doing to protect you and your family. That might be a marketing angle for somebody. But is there any cruise line that you would say is safe that you would recommend?
No. And Jim, you took the thoughts right out of my head. I have for years thought, why don't you do the right thing and then make a big marketing deal out of it? Some cruise line somewhere. You can, for the listener, you can go on our
Jamie
website.
I'm going to interrupt you. We'll hold that answer until after this break. It'll be our last segment, folks. Don't miss it. We're continuing our discussion about crimes on cruise ships. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, this is our final segment. Our guest, Jamie Barnett, she is the president of the International Cruise Victims Organization. Their website, internationalcruisevictims.org. Lots of questions still pouring in by email, jim@christianmoney.com, or by phone, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Jamie, before we got interrupted there by the break, the question was, is there a list on your website of, let's say, some of the better cruise lines, or a ranking from best to worst, or anything like that? In short, I think your answer was no. How does someone check out a cruise line if they want to try to determine that? I mean, I guess lesser of all evils, if you want to approach
right.
it that way.
Sure. First of all, I would say that's one of the things that by law, the CVSSA, Cruise Vessel Safety and Security Act, which we helped get passed in U.S. Congress in 2010, that is one of the things that you as a potential passenger considering a cruise vacation should be able to access on the cruise line's website itself. Our problem is it's not accurate yet, but in the meantime, you can find a list of cruise industry events at sea broken down by cruise line and cruise ship on our website, and you can also just go straight to a website called cruisejunkie.com. This is put together by a professor, Ross Klein, up in Canada, who tracks all of these things, and it's quite interesting. He also has health issues on there, all the known illness outbreaks on cruise ships. Which ones are
yeah, we haven't even gotten into that. If you don't right. if you're not attacked or assaulted or killed by someone on the ship, you could get sick from all the diseases that are passed around on these ships. Yeah. You know, everybody's talking about these gun-free zones. You know, I think if a cruise ship is a law-free zone, I mean, would you go into a mall if on the you're heading into the mall and on the door it says once you pass through these doors, the laws no longer apply. This is a law-free zone. No one would, I would never go into a building or anywhere where I knew that I was giving up my rights to go into that. And that's what these cruise ships are. They're law-free zones where all of your rights that you have as a U.S. citizen. You are leaving those when you get on these cruise ships. Somebody here is asking about medical care on cruise ships. Of course, you watch The Love Boat. You're probably of my era. You watched The Love Boat. And was it Bernie Coppell was the ship's doctor?
Right.
And you always think that, oh, on a big cruise ship, there's got to be a big medical suite with trained MDs and all of that. Not so, right?
Well, that's what they advertise. But unfortunately, the kind of medical care you are likely to receive on a cruise ship is nothing like what you would find here in the U.S. And the problem is the cruise lines do not consider themselves, even though there has been an overturning of that recently. I know the cruise lines are fighting to have that. I think they'd like to take it all the way to the Supreme Court, that the cruise lines do not consider themselves even vicariously liable for the medical care that you receive on a cruise ship. They consider those doctors independent contractors. And that's a frightening thing. And I hate to tell you how much more frightening it is now that they're worried about what their medical care practices would do to someone if they were sued and found liable for it. There's all kinds of laws that stand in between, you know, that protect them, is what I'm saying. Not you. Not you as a victim, but them as the provider.
Well, and you think about it. You know, nobody plans to get sick or have a heart attack or have a medical situation on a vacation because you don't think of a vacation that way. My neighbor across the street, he and his wife took what he called the trip of their life. They were going to hit four different European cities, and it was a lot of money they put into this trip. Well, he was on a motorcycle. I believe it was in Italy, and he was on one of these scooters he rented, and he was in a terrible accident and ended up having to be flown back home in the middle of the trip, had to have all kinds of medical procedures. He couldn't even use his one arm for like almost a year. This was his vacation. But you think about it, you're on a cruise ship. And even if you're in good health, people go on cruises when maybe they're in the early months of a pregnancy, or maybe you're a diabetic, or you're somebody that has a history of heart problems, or someone that's otherwise, you know, you're otherwise healthy, but then something happens. What are your options? I mean, you just can't like leave the ship, right? If you're out at sea, what can you do?
That's when it is crucial and very frightening. We have a new person who has reached out to us whose 24-year-old healthy daughter, whose story is so similar to my daughter's, it's frightening, went on a cruise with her boyfriend and had a stroke. 24.
Wow.
And the cruise lines didn't respond as quickly. We all know now, most of us, how vitally important it is to respond to a stroke quickly. And they just put her off the ship. I believe it was in the Bahamas, and got her to, you know what, I'm sorry. They took her off the ship, I believe, in Key West. But the Key West hospital said, we can't help her. And they airlifted her to Miami, where so much time had gone by, damage was done, and a week later, they took her off life support, and she was gone at 24.
Wow.
And it's just so, so frightening. But if she had been on land, you would never have had the kind of delay and lack of treatment that you know, you experienced on a cruise ship.
I mean, just for example, what if you lost your medication when you were on the ship, or you forgot to bring your medication, and you're someone that is diabetic? Are there provisions for things like that? Is there somewhere you can go on the ship to get a prescription filled or anything along those lines?
You know, Jim, that's an excellent question. I don't believe so. I believe they would try to get you to a doctor in the next port to get that medication.
Yeah, these are all the downsides. You know, you think about being on a cruise ship. Now, this is somebody emailing from Chicago, my hometown. They want to know if your website has any type of strategies or safety tips, you know, giving people like proactive things. Tell us about that. That's all at internationalcruisevictims.org. So if somebody does go on a cruise ship, what are some things they can be doing to be sure they're safe?
We have a wonderful brochure there on the website called Don't Snooze Before You Cruise. And it's full of things you can do and things you should be aware of. You know, get your cell phone before you go on the cruise. Notify your provider that you're going on a cruise. Tell them what ship you're going to be on. And chances are you can now have cell service at sea. And to me, that's vitally important.
Wow. Okay. And then you can use your regular cell phone and you can call the other family members. You can use that as a way to stay in touch.
You could. Right. Now the critical thing that I would, there's all kinds of things in there. Look in there. You know, buddy system. Don't ever go anywhere alone. If you have a drink, make sure you watch who pours it, where it comes from, and don't turn your back on that drink. That's another big thing that happens on cruise ships, is this date rape kind of drug deal. So pay attention to that. But should you become the victim of a crime or some kind of event that warrants an investigation, do know that you have the right to call the FBI yourself. You don't have to go through the cruise line and have your event filtered through them. You can call the FBI yourself directly, and their number is in that brochure, and the instructions on how to do that is in that brochure.
Okay, that's good, because in the early stages of something like this, that's important to go on the record and report what has happened while it's still fresh in your mind. And even though you could be at a foreign port or out at sea as a U.S. citizen, in theory, the FBI should have some jurisdiction because you are a U.S. citizen, no matter where you are at in the world. As we close it out in 30 seconds here, what can people do to help you who want to get involved or find out more? I know you accept donations. Is that right? Can people write their congressmen and support what you're doing? InternationalCruiseVictims.org. Give us a quick thought on what people can do to help you.
Well, we certainly do accept donations. Like I've said, we go to Washington and lobby for new laws to protect people, and we do it on an all-volunteer basis. There's no paid staff. All our funds to help us do that, to help us get print ads, to do everything that we do to increase awareness and protection for passengers comes through the generous donations.
We're out of time. Check out the website, folks, internationalcruisevictims.org. Jim Paris Live, Sunday nights. We'll talk to you next time. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.